The Assistant U.S. Defense Secretary for Health says so many international offers are coming in to help restore Iraq's health services that the ability of U.S. officials there to coordinate it will be tested. Dr. William Winkenwerter, just back from Iraq, says U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer has approved a huge increase in spending for the nation's health ministry. He notes that the agency is reopened with much of its old staff except for former Ba'ath Party members and will get $211 million for the next 6 months. The new budget is more than 20 times the under $20 million a year that ousted dictator Saddam Hussein had spent on health care. Dr. Winkenwerter says that amounted to less than $1 per Iraqi per year.
There had been very little investment for 10 to 15 years. The money was being diverted to palaces and the military and to, you know, other uses. It just wasn't being spent on the healthcare system.
Dr. Winkenwerter says the prolonged underinvestment was the chief cause of Iraq's dilapidated health infrastructure, not the recent war and looting. The nation's health statistics reflect it. Iraq has the Middle East's lowest infant and maternal survival rates and second lowest life expectancy. The U.S. military official says Saddam Hussein used Iraq's health system to punish and traumatize people. He points out that the government forced physicians to torture or mutilate opponents, polluted the water supply of one southern city, and withheld medical services from regions.
One physician who spoke with me about that described it as a new syndrome that the world needs to study. He called it chronic fear syndrome.
Dr. Winkenwerter says Iraq's health system is getting back on its feet, with care being delivered throughout the country. The new money has been used to renovate neglected hospitals and outpatient clinics, expand training, purchase medical equipment and supplies, overhaul the distribution system, and provide more security personnel. In 6 weeks, $40 million worth of new power-generating equipment is to be installed in 40 hospitals and clinics. The work has involved U.S. military and civilian agencies and the World Health Organization, with what Dr. Winkenwerter called heroic work by the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies and other non-governmental organizations remaining in Iraq. Of the many offers from other countries, the U.S. official named two, the United Arab Emirates and Japan, which are refurbishing hospitals. Dr. Winkenwerter says the goal is to transfer U.S. authority over Iraq's health care system to the medical establishment around the country and to decentralize what he termed the Ministry of Health's former Stalinist-type control.
One young medical resident described it as having been holed up in a bottle and they were released. They have a tremendous amount of energy. They're anxious to get things done quickly. They want our help. They just want to connect with what's going on in the outside world.
Dr. Winkenwerter says Iraq's well-trained healthcare workers never lost hope. David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.